Hi everyone. So it's my pleasure to introduce Babis and Anastasios. They're going to give you the talk on using VXL for hard acceleration in new kernels. Babis, please.
So hello everyone. I'm Babis. My actual name is Haraldos Minos, but you can just call me Babis. We're gonna give a talk about hardware acceleration and our effort to having some support in the unikernels, and we do that with VXL. So yeah.
Yeah, put that here over there, and maybe you can just keep it here.
Okay. So yeah, we already heard from Simon, so we don't have to repeat what unikernels are. There are a lot of projects, and we know that they are promising. It's a promising technology. We can have very fast boot times, low memory footprint, and some increased security. We also know some of the use cases for unikernels, which are usually traditional applications that you might have heard, like web servers and stuff like that. But they have also been used for NFV, and we think that they are also a good fit for serverless and in general microservices deployments, either in the cloud or the edge. And we also think that they can also be a good fit for, especially in this case, for ML and AI applications. And that sounds a bit weird because, as we know, ML and AI workloads, they are quite huge and heavy. So maybe you have heard about PyTorch, maybe you have heard about TensorFlow. We're not going to touch them, don't worry. But what we want to say here is that they're very, very heavy frameworks, very difficult to add support for them. And secondly, we know that these kind of applications are usually compute-intensive applications that can take a lot of resources. And for that exact reason, we see that there is also a shift in the hardware that exists in the data centers, not only in the data centers, but also in the edge. We see devices that are equipped with